With advertising costs increasing every year, you want to make every lead count. So designing and constructing a good funnel is the best way to do this. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond with webinars. Hi, this is your host, Terence Tam. In today's episode, I'm going to break down the elements of a high converting webinar funnel for you. This is based on the Radical Webinar Framework we use at my marketing agency, Radical Marketing. I'm going to cover the four elements that I feel are the most important today. We'll leave the ads and traffic for another episode. Today, I'm just going to talk about the funnel itself. So let's start off with the most important thing, the landing page or the sign up page, whatever you like to call it. This is where you are going to drive your traffic to get people to sign up for your event, whether you're using ads, email, or some other way. What you need on this page is to specify who the webinar is for, what problem it helps to solve, and how your solution is better than everybody else's out there. So here's a few things I'll include on the page. Firstly, I'll have an attention-grabbing headline, something that talks to your audience. And what problem are you solving for them? For instance, I might call out to my ideal audience with a pre-headline in a smaller text that says, "For experts who are ready to scale their businesses with webinars." Then I might say in the main headline, "Give me 45 minutes and I'll review our unique system of making our clients' webinars 43% more profitable in just 60 days. This message will appeal to my target audience while solving the problem of their webinars not being profitable enough.
What else should you have on the sign-up page?
Apart from a great headline, you want to have at least two or three buttons for people to click so they can sign up. I'll also have the three things that you get from this webinar. Additionally, I might put in 5 to 7 bullet points, teasing people about the benefits and the pains that the webinar will help with. It's also a good idea to include a bit about the background of the speaker and testimonies. Now, if you're advertising on various ad platforms, I would suggest to include disclaimers on the footer of the page as well, so that you cover yourself legally. That's the basics of a high converting sign-up page. Once they sign up, that's where you want to make sure you construct a nice thank you page. So on the thank you page, I suggest that you have a thank you video from the webinar host himself or herself, because you want to start building that familiarity with your audience. Thank them for signing up and remind them of the benefits that they're going to get when they show up for your webinar or event. It's also a good idea to start getting them to be engaged by doing something on the page, like adding the event to the calendar, checking the email, downloading the webinar notes, or signing up for your Facebook group, or even a combination of these things. Because the more engaged they are before the webinar, the more likely they are to show up. So don't waste the space on your thank you page. This is the key to getting a higher show up rate.
Some of your clients sell stuff on the thank you page, don't they?
Yes, you're partly correct, Debbie. In some cases, before someone hits the thank you page, some of our clients have a one-time offer. This is usually a no-brainer offer with high-value products that are offered at a low price, like $17 or $27. The reason for this is twofold. First, is to liquidate some of your ad costs. Secondly, and more importantly, we want to get engaged people that we can pay special attention to. So now they could have VIP access, special breakout rooms, or bonus session where you can actually pay some more individualized attention to them, and they are more likely then to purchase your upsell. Now, let's move on to the third element of a high converting webinar funnel. Third element is your pre-event communications. This is the part where you communicate with your registrants before the event itself. The goal of this is twofold. Firstly, you want to build credibility and likability. Secondly, you want to remind them to show up and the benefits they can enjoy by showing up for your event. So once you have sent their registration confirmation messages, what you want to do now is to show them a bit of your personal side.
What do you mean about showing them your personal side?
Well, to do that, you could tell them some personal stories that are relevant to what you are going to show them at the webinar. It could be how you developed your way of doing things and why you decided to do it. Throw in some photos as well. For example, if your grandpa that has passed away inspired you to be an expert in your current field, why not include a picture with him in the email? Tell the story of how he inspired you to become an expert in this field. The goal is to be real and likable. Don't make the mistake of just bragging about your achievements without showing the more vulnerable human side of you. Once you have built that likability and trust, then start reminding people of the event. You could have a 3-day countdown sequence, for example. And on the day itself, I recommend sending a reminder in the morning, an hour before the event, and 15 minutes before the event. And make sure you include the link in your event in these emails, SMSs, or other communications. And if you're doing a live in-person event, obviously include your Google Map link into those communications.
Oh, so it's not just emails?
Yeah, Debbie, it would be good to communicate over several channels like SMS, WhatsApp, Telegram, and others. In some cases, our clients actually call webinar registrants to confirm their attendance. I'd say because there's contact with someone over the phone, that tends to increase show-up rates. So let's move on to the fourth element, which is the post-event sequence. This again includes emails, SMS, WhatsApp, and even a sales team following up. Now, remember, for every webinar, there is going to be a certain percentage of people who don't attend for whatever reason. I myself do that. In fact, the main reason is that I often forget or I register in the hope of getting a replay. So what we normally do here is to either send people a replay of the webinar so they can watch it for limited time, or we send them to a registration page to sign up for the next webinar. Given that we probably spent a fair bit of money in getting them to register in the first place, we don't want to just ignore them because they have demonstrated interest in our webinar. After that, it's totally up to you what you want to do.
What do you mean? That sounds so abstract. Do you not want us to know what you do in your agency?
Don't worry, Debbie. I'm going to tell you now. Look, sometimes we take the content of the webinar and break it up into three parts and send them out separately, day by day. Or we might have story-based emails that we send out, each communicating the benefits of our offer and addressing objections. We sometimes send out an FAQ email to overcome objections, or we give them a free strategy session so that they can speak to a consultant and the consultant can promote the high-ticket offer. At the end of these communications, we usually have a countdown sequence to a close-cart event, which brings in some last-minute sales. Now, it all depends on the price point of the offer and the industry, and we often have to test to see what works and what doesn't, and tweak it accordingly. Now, if this sounds like a lot of work, you are right. But with advertising costs increasing every year, you want to make every lead count. So designing and constructing a good webinar funnel is the best way to do this. Now, some of you might be thinking, this is too much for me. Can you do it instead, Terrence? Well, the good news is that we're currently accepting one new client a month. So if you want to partner with us, you can contact us on radical-marketing.com. I'll include this website in the show notes as well for your convenience. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I certainly hope you got a ton of value from it. Please tune in for our next episode for more tips and strategies on marketing your webinar, seminar, or any other event successfully. And don't forget to check out our many interviews with 7- and 8-figure founders in the coaching and expert space on this very same podcast as well. See you next time.